Okay, good morning. Today's class is also the healing of all soldiers and all hostages, God willing, to come home. Please share and rate the podcast. This podcast is also in success in Yar Shmai Velishava Namaka, the Abin Sheva, Emdipin Sheva, Shefa, Shevreda Makavatova Basha, and Shefa Bad Elisheva. All right, today's class. Sorry for the repeat yesterday, I was out of town. Today's class, we're going to talk about a book called A New Light from Rabbi Arush, and we're also going to talk about this line in Wisdom. Rabbi Nachman has a book called Wisdom, and you can buy it on Breslov.org. It's a great starter. If you want a good starter book on Breslov, this is a great starter, short liners. And he says something very, very important. And again, it's extremely important in the month of Adar. Obviously, we're the big focus is obviously joy, and it's important that we all understand that we have to bring joy to things, not things bring us joy. It's extremely important. You have to bring joy. I have to bring my joy to the Torah, and then my experience with the Torah will be completely different. You have to bring joy to your marriage, and your marriage will be completely different. If you're expecting your marriage to bring you joy, expecting the Torah to bring you joy, you're expecting everything to bring you joy, that's where we have it all wrong. You know, I gave an example. I'm trying to get tickets to see U2. I'm a big U2 fan. You know, it's one thing I can't cut is U2 and Coldplay. I connect to the music, etc. And to get the tickets, you have to go to Vegas. It's a sphere, $3,000-$4,000. You have to travel. Imagine going there and having no joy and expecting that you're already, the fact that you spent the money, the fact that you did this, do you understand? The fact that you did all the preparation to go and et cetera, that brings you the experience, right? And all it is it's an experience. That's all it is, right? We all want joy, but it's extremely important that I think we have it all wrong. You know, this prayer didn't do anything for me. This marriage is not doing anything for me. This job is not doing anything for me. This thing is not doing anything. This workout's not doing anything. You know, it's a problem because when you don't work it, it doesn't work for you. That's the bottom line. And that's the joy has to come before. This is why there's so much of a struggle. The struggle is that God does not want us God does not want us to live with the bread of shame. Shame, according to the Arizal, anytime you receive things without working for it, that's why he would always pay for the mitzvot. He would always pay for things. He says, be careful not to receive things for free. Be careful. Don't receive things for free. And the Gemara says, one who hates gifts lives. How could the Gemara says, one who hates gifts lives? It's because the whole point of receiving, being a receiver, is not such a good thing in the spiritual world. It's better to be a giver all the time. And giver, practically, God gives us a chance by putting struggle in our lives. He puts tremendous struggle in our lives. And, you know, Rav Nachman says that a person who has the potential to bring people back to Judaism will have tremendous challenges all every day. He'll have tremendous challenges all of his life. So thank God I've been adopted that role. That now it's any time. Imagine the Yetzer Hara already wants to destroy a person from anything. Imagine one who can help others. So you could see the amount of challenges that I have to go through on a personal level, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, just because there's a podcast that can help people. If I talked about, you know, creatine all day long, or I talked about, you know, water, Himalayan salt every morning, there would be no problems. Maybe I'll slip on a banana peel here and there, you know. But when you're dealing with trying to change people's consciousness and bringing people to godliness and getting people to stop, living in this world of, God forbid, where, you know, there's a tremendous amount of confusion, believe me, there's a banana peel every day. So you have to understand that a lot of this is just a test. And we need to connect to these tzaddikim so importantly because they've already mastered this. And all we have to do is build will. So all our real job in our life is to build will. This is exactly what Rav Nachman says. He says it in three sentences. The Rebbe once told me, everything you see in the world, everything that exists, is for the sake of free will, in order to test people. That's it. It's all a test. It's all a test. Everything. Every fall, every struggle, it's all to get you really to build will. There's nothing greater than building will. There's nothing greater than building desire. Some great quotes on desire. Our intentions create our reality, right? Desire also is intention. In the common world, when we speak about ratzon, because it comes from keter, it's the modern word in that you hear today is intention. Intention, my intentions. Your intention is your will. You know, they could say, you know, your kid writes you a letter. He mispronounces every single word, and you love the letter. You love the letter, right? Your kid gives you a letter. You know, he spells every other word wrong. A 7-year-old gives you, a 6-year-old gives you a letter. You have such joy from the letter, because it's not about the whether he got it right or wrong. The grammar. Who cares about the grammar? It's the intentions behind it. It's the intentions behind what he did. It's the intentions. The intentions is what is viewed in heaven. Just like you view a person's intentions, God views your intentions. Exactly. He views your intentions. It's not so much, because at the end of the day, the results is really up to heaven. But the intention is up to you. So this is why a person could sit in jail and he can keep 365 mitzvot just by thinking about them. That's a crazy concept. A person can sit in a pit and have intention. I mean, we could, for example, have good intentions when we pray korbanot. It's like we did the korbanot. It's an incredible thing what intention does. That's why today, the job of today of the evil inclination is just to get you not focused. Not whatever it can, just don't focus. Just whatever you're doing, don't focus on it. Don't work hard on it. Just get distracted. Have no patience. You need to understand from the evil inclination how this works. So this is exactly what Rav Nachman says. Everything's for the sake of intentions. Intention is the core of all conscious life. Our intentions create karma. Our intentions help others. Our intentions create the fuel. This is from an unknown verb. The power of intention is the power to manifest, to create, and to live a life of unlimited abundance, to attract things in your life at the right moments. Wayne Dyer said that. So the will is really, really the key. And exactly what Rabbi Nachman said, this is why when we talk about doing his bodhidut for 30 minutes a day, doing this for 30, it's all to build will. It's not what you're saying, it's not how you're saying it, it's whether or not you have will to do it. Do you understand? We are very confused on the, what am I getting out of this? It's not about getting. It's, if you have enough intention, heaven will make you connect. So our intention really is to connect, not to get. Our intention is just to connect. But the importance of building will is the most important thing, because at the end of the day, the Arizal says that anything that you receive in life that comes from a place of without working for it is could be bad for you. Could be bad for you. So imagine that concept. Could be bad for you. Receiving things without working for them could be bad for you. Imagine, you know, today people, you know, tell me, set me up with somebody. What is he? He has to be this. He has to be rich. He has to live in here. He has to live in this zip code. So what happens? You want to bring a toothbrush to the what are you bringing to the relationship, right? A toothbrush? What are you bringing? So that's a receiver. So it could only end bad. Because at the end of the day, you didn't bring anything. You didn't build anything. We need people to build with, not people just to get with, which is the society. Who am I getting with versus who am I building with? So therefore, the Creator placed us in the world of complete concealment, obstacles, difficulties, mental, physical, spiritual, addictions, all kinds of darkness in our life, only for the sake of building free will. That means God put you where he put you. Whatever addiction you have, whatever situation you have, like Carl Jung always says, if you understand another person's struggle, if you understand your struggle, you would never judge anybody else. That means he puts us all in individual struggles, tailor-made for us, just so we can build will. Like exactly what Rav Nachman says. And there's no other way to build will than actually praying for something. You understand? Praying for something is building will. So basically, if you're not even putting the time in, if you're not even putting the time in to build the will, then you're not going to get anything at the end of the day. Because why? Because the Yetzirah is always 10 times stronger than you. And you don't have a chance. We're going to talk about the four rules of four rules of really breaking anything. But like it says, the principal merit of a person's efforts in this world is solely his intentions to do the will, to do the work of will, to work on that habit that he has, to work on that situation, to work on breaking that resentment from his heart, to work on whatever situation you have in your life. And this is why God always is putting you through so much pain, test over and over again, to see if you're gonna build the will on this. You know, if it's a rejection as a guy and from getting married because of, God forbid, issues with sexual issues. And he'll test you all day long, bring people to reject you. He'll give you money issue problems. He'll give you all kinds of things to see if this is going to strike the match. What is going to strike the match? That's what he's going to do. Whatever heaven does it in order to get you motivated to something. And I promise you, when you have this fire, when you have this energy, it's not easy. It's tremendously difficult. It's, you know, I love working out, but I hate the recovery. The recovery is just brutal. The lack of the pain, it's the process. That means we can't have a good workout without, you know, you have a great workout, you know, you're going to pay for it. You're going to be sore. But that's just the way the world is. Nothing is too easy for us. And we have to understand that that's specifically for a purpose for us. And we have to constantly remind ourselves. It's because of all of these struggles in our lives is what we're so banged up upon. I can't believe I got to go through this again. I got to go through this again. I got to deal with this again. I got to deal with that again. Yes, this is exactly the way it is. It's just to be able for you to build a place of free will. So what does Rabbi Rush say that are the four things? He says four things. This is the first law of life is, and again, there's nobody that has brought, I think, breast love as far as his bodhidut to the world, like Rabbi Rush. There's, all his books, you could see, are directly written Ruach HaKodesh, because he does the work of will. And he'll always, anytime you see him, and I've said this many times, anytime you see Rabbi Rush and you have a problem, he'll give everybody the same recipe. The only difference is he'll give the person a different topic. Do 30 minutes of his bodhidut on this topic. Do 30 minutes is bodhidut on this topic. Do 30 minutes of his bodhidut. He was in my house. People came. And all day long, it was just the same, basically, same prescription. But the only thing that changed was different topics. That's it. That was it. There was nothing else, pretty much, that he subscribed to do. Why? It's because that is building will. When you talk about something over and over again, and you have such desire for it, that is building will. That is called building intention. The intention is what creates. First, you have to put intention, and then you have to put attention to what we're doing. So it's not that the issues that you have, whether your issue is losing weight, whether your issue is making money or lacking trust, each one of us is tailor-made with this. By the way, we're going to put all the science classes on YouTube soon, so everybody can have access to those. I know everybody's asking me for that. We had a little personal issue with Instagram. A little pause on it for who knows how long, but we'll put it all on YouTube. You guys will have it. So again, the first law, the Gemara says, a person's evil inclination rises up against every single day. And if it's not for the help of God saving him, he completely lost. The evil inclination today is your ego. Your ego, the Yetzer Hara, whatever name you want to call it. If it's not, God puts it, your ego every single day, it is there. It gets stronger every single day. And if it's not for the sake of heaven helping you, you have no chance. So that's the first thing. So if you're recognizing you have any chance, the only chance you have is that you can ask for help. That's it. So the first thing is you require assistance. You are require assistance. It's like without God helping you, assistance in your Shalom Bayit today in 2024, it's like you speaking Chinese and your wife speaking Spanish. That's the chances that you have today of succeeding in Shalom Bayit without God helping you. That's the chances you have. And you're, I don't know why it's not working. Different languages. You're speaking Chinese and you're speaking, you know, you're making rice and beans and they're making dim sum. You know, you're in a whole different package. You're a whole different world. But we don't think that. We're like, how come this is not working? I don't know. I don't understand why it's not working. I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. I don't understand. Like, we come in, like, what's happening? Like, you know, like you just got out of a, you know, you got, we just woke up. Why is this working?
That's the that is the most ridiculous thing in this world today to think. How come this is not working? How come my kids are not listening? You require help. You require help. Period. You require help. And that's something that today people are so shocked. Oh, what do you mean I require help? What, you have to get, we have to get smacked 1,000 times to recognize you have, you're powerless over anything without God helping you? Purposely, that means God purposely made the Yetzer Hara stronger than you, to keep you vulnerable, to keep you dependent upon Him, to keep you in a relationship. Otherwise, you swim, you sink. But if I already know this, I ask help. God, my Shalom Bayit is like speaking these two languages. Now, it doesn't mean every area of your life you have the struggle, but some areas you know that you have no shot without helping you. And anytime you do have a little bit of sunlight, it's because God gave you a little bit of a sunlight and you did some work on it. But don't be shocked. Don't be shocked if you're struggling in there and you're shocked that it's just not working out by itself. Like, what do you expect? Do you understand? Like, that is the biggest lunacy, the biggest craziness, is to think that it should just work out by itself without any help from heaven. That is the delusion of delusion. So that is the problem. Like Tony Robbins says, the biggest problem that people have is that they think they shouldn't have problems. That is already the mindset of, okay, so that's the first thing. First thing is the Yetzer Hara is purposely created bigger than you, and you have zero chance of except asking for help. So remember that. No chance. Like today, you know, people are dating. They're not asking for help enough from the Creator. They're just, you know, give me a new app. You know, all they're doing is switching apps and switching profiles. You need to cry out to heaven to help you. It's there. It's just, it's not the app. It's not the world. It's you need help. To get two people today, our sages tell us that making money and splitting of the Red Sea is equivalent, and finding a zivug is equivalent to splitting the Red Sea. That means it's extremely difficult, those two things. So if you are taking those two things lightly, relationships and financial situations, then you're just completely ignorant. It's etc. The second thing, prayer, second law of creation, prayer changes nature. Reb Nachman says, prayer changes nature. You're dictated to have this. Prayer can shuffle the deck in heaven. Imagine you got a bad hand in life. You're in a poker game, you got a bad hand, you can shuffle the deck. Prayer can shuffle the deck. That's what prayer does. It could change nature. It's something that's so impossible to understand. How could prayer change nature? I've prayed a lot about this to understand. What the prayer does is it makes you more confident. It allows you to get into a higher consciousness. So when you're thinking in a higher consciousness, you think better. That means when I pray, I take responsibility. I get myself in a much better mood and a consciousness. And in a higher consciousness, I'm more optimistic that that situation will work out. Pretty much. Just like a person who works out and he's healthy, he's less likely to think about getting a cold or getting sick because he took some kind of action. Do you understand? He changed. It's not that the cold didn't come. It's he believes now that he's not going to get sick. So it's his mind changes. So the same thing with prayer, it changes you. So you start thinking differently. So prayer changes nature. That's the second thing you need to understand. Prayer changes nature. The third thing is when a person prays at length, his prayer is certainly accepted. When a person prays at length, his prayer is certainly accepted. So there's a something here about why length. Why do we give minutes, 30 minutes? Why do we get? It's because it's not possible to get into something called bittul. Bittul means nullifying your will to God's will, right? Being happy that you're struggling with this. Getting to a point where you're happy that you're struggling with this, that you're nullified in this, that you recognize that that's actually good for you. So the third thing is when you pray enough, what happens? When you put the time into it, that is also developing will. It's also developing will. Reb Nachman says here,
He's lesson 102. When we pray at length, we can certainly attain know that there's a spiritual prince of the states, that all abundance descends from above must come through vessels. The vessels are the words of prayer. Reb Nachman says, how can you bring down abundance? With prayer. Because the words are the vessels to bring that abundance. So here, I am physically saying words right now. I am creating vessels right now. My class is creating vessels. You understand? I'm physically... I am physically creating vessels. When you're, for example, you're giving charity out, what happens? You're creating vessels to receive. You understand? You're physically creating vessels. So that's why physically prayer and physically the length of it, the length of it also creates. Why? Because you spend something longer, it creates more wealth. Thus, the Creator implemented a law in creation that when we pray, we bring that abundance and we receive all what we want. And so thus, every person prays according to it. And the fourth law is when you want, you receive. When you want, you receive. The Gemara Makot says, in the way that a person wishes to go, he is led. A person who wants something is led in the direction. Even if he himself does not have the power to proceed, if he only wants, heaven leads him. Thus, the power of will is forth. That's the law of attraction, spiritually. You get where you get wherever you're focused on. That means if I want this direction, if I have good intentions for good or bad, that means if you want to steal, heaven will introduce you to the greatest crooks in the world, so you could steal. If you want to be generous, heaven will give you the right causes to give generous. If you want to become giver, it works exactly. Heaven gives you. Heaven opens up the door. Wherever direction you want to go. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Yes, it's wherever you want to go. The whole point is we have to get the compass and the GPS in the right direction. That's our job. Because the evil inclination tells you, no, you don't go here. Go here. That's the problem. You want to go here. Like you want to go you want to go work out. It tells you, no, go to sleep. You understand? The hardest part is getting that thing. It's getting the want the right place. Heaven just mirrors what you want. I want to be happy. Heaven will give you things to be happy about because he'll change your focus. He'll introduce you to gratitude. He'll introduce you to this. He'll introduce you to giving. He'll introduce you to growth, etc. But this is why the whole work in life is really, really to work on will. You have to work on will. That is, you have to, like we said the other day in the class, you have to hit the tree in the same exact spot. That is what it is. And that's where we have to really, really understand this concept. So if you think about, like we said before, everything's a test. We are all struggling in some area harder than others. But the struggle itself is, if you look at it differently, like this is the greatest gift that I have because God, this is, because if I receive it for free, I won't appreciate it, right? Then itself, you'll look at struggle differently. You'll look at struggle differently. It won't knock you down. You understand? You'll look at it as, I have to rip through this wall. And there was a great story one time about, Reb Nachman tells us about there was a guy who made it to there were seven walls, and there was a guy that made it into the final wall, to the castle. And they asked him, they asked all the 1,000 people couldn't make it in. They fell in the first wall, they fell in the second wall, and they fell in the third wall. And if my storytelling is very ADHD. It's like, okay, what's the point of the story? I don't like stories. I like to create new realities. Old stories. Okay. So the bottom line is, I was never a good, 20-minute storyteller about this and that. What's the point? The point is, when he got to the trophy, they asked him, how in the world did you make these 7 stories? How'd you make it through these walls? He says, I told myself, there are no walls. That's how he made it. So we have to recognize that we have to recognize all these walls, that God's in the obstacle, like Reb Nachman says in lesson 115. God is in the obstacle itself. The obstacle itself is God is in there. He's just testing you to see how much will do you have. So yes, sometimes we do feel like we're getting picked on in life. Sometimes we do feel like we're getting poked on. Like, why are you always poking on me with the same issue? It's because, yes, you were born with somebody poking you your whole life. So you, this is why it teaches you that we can't just pray for the poking to go away. We have to be able to be stronger. Like the snake in the morning will bite you one way or the other. You can bite him in the face, or you'll get bit in the heel. But you will get, you do have an option to kill the snake first. Our job in life is to really kill the snake first and already develop that will. And that's why the importance of this concept. Again, this book called A New Light, it's just a book. It's how many pages? It's 430 pages. 500 pages just talking about how to develop desire. How to develop the desire. And how crazy is this? If you watch any movie, or if you watch Hard Knocks, or these football documentaries, all they're talking about is winning all day long. How do we get to win? How do we get to win? That's normal. But how is it not normal when we're talking about spiritual matters? Why is it normal that football coaches should spend 1 week talking about victory and reviewing game film to see every single spot and making sure this, the cornerback is covered and making sure this? Yeah, because when you're in the Super Bowl, you can't make a mistake. And you build enough will to win, you will win. And at the end of the day, you could see, those who watch the game, they won at the end. They won in overtime. So they were squeezed to the last minute. You were squeezed to the last minute. But you should learn a little bit from the Super Bowl. There's always a Torah lesson to learn from the Super Bowl. 1 week of watching game film, watching this. So we are commanded to watching game film in our lives. And we were saying, where is the evil inclination of my life? When does he get me? Does he get me when I'm sad? Does he get me in the morning? Does he get me when I fight with my wife? Does he get me when I'm sad and he gets me to overeat? Watch the game film. Watch the game film. That's called, you know what the watching game film is called? It's called mishpat. It's called vidui. It's called judgment. You're watching the game film. You have to watch the game film in life to see where the evil inclination gets you. Does it get you when you lose money? Does it get you when you make money? Does it get you when you overeat? Does it get you? How does it get you? It's the same one. He's the same person, and he's not that creative. It's an old foolish king. He's old foolish. It's the same one. We think it's new. It's old foolish. It's the same evil inclination. It's just we have to monitor him and watch him. And get, most importantly, get stronger in other areas. So again, let's have the right intentions and let's do the work of will. And once we do this, we're looking at everything as a test. And after a test comes always a reward. Hashem bless all of us that we should all have the mental strength. Amen. Like look at how difficult it is just to manifest something. Think about it. Think how hard it is to open up to manifest. Like I could tell you to manifest, but imagine how hard it is. Wait till you sit down and try to manifest something. See how much obstacles you'll have. See how much obstacles. But if I go tell you, go watch Netflix for 2.5 hours. Go watch Hunger Games or War Games or one of these games. No problem. You not only will you watch it, but you'll binge on it. You'll watch every episode. But if I tell you, go manifest for 20 minutes, I can't do it. It's too hard. Hashem should help us all, that we should all reprogram our minds and get to the, and do the work of will. Have a great day. Sure.